the variance in the minimum parking space, space requirement, variance from the 30 space requirements, and then variance from the minimum parking requirements. Mr. Burrow, we tabled this, but you don't get the lease agreements and stuff that you don't give me?
And the only thing really that I needed to look at and that I did look at was that 50-foot easement. If you remember, there's 50-foot to reach some property, I think, to the immediate south. And I just wanted to make sure that the what was on record didn't prevent that from happening, and I don't think it does. It,
right.
It just says that the easement's there for ingress and egress to allow traffic to get from that other property over to the county road without perhaps going back onto Route 1. So, and I think it, as long as there's sufficient space for ingress and egress, I don't think that's a problem. And in fact, the county, some of the county's road regulations only require 20 feet on interior roads like that. So I didn't think that was a problem if they did want to use portions of it for parking. And again, if the parties themselves think there's some problem, they always have their own rights of action, like violations of restrictive covenants. So
right.
If for some reason that property owner does think there's some problem, they can take action themselves, and your decision wouldn't affect it anyway.
Because you remember, I was down there that morning, but I didn't even see him. And that 50 feet is what they've got. That goes from the back of the bank to the hotel. Because remember that day I came up, they had a boat show been down there for 4 days. That property, they know what they're going to do with to the south of it. Like, you know, the bank is here, the hotel behind it. And they got that 50 feet and they originally built down there because they couldn't build down there and make the bank even before the hotel came. Because they got traffic goes to the hotel, comes to the bank down Louisville, goes back to that lot because you had to put an extra 25 feet on the for fire service. So they were to reduce that down now to pick up more parking for the bank, and then they went to zero buffer from the Route 1 corridor. And I think if you remember it, like, there's only gained 4 places. That's why they did that extra 20 feet, but for them to cut that 50 feet back. But originally, it wouldn't work. It just been to build the bank before Mr. Darcy put his hotel in there. But that's what that 50 foot is in between with it. So they want to cut 24 feet of it off. It's still ain't enough for 2 cars in there, even a truck that could do that. But that wouldn't be bad, but that zero setback from the Route 1 corridor to gain 3 parking places. That's what they were for them, I think it was.
Yeah, and I wasn't looking at that one.
Oh,
that
I wasn't that, but I was just trying to read it. I mean, after he had the case, I went back down and looked at it again because I remember that when the first time I met Mr. Schleifman in 18, where it was that they couldn't do it.
I've got it written here that the landscape corridor or landscape buffer affects 5 spaces.
Yeah, that's what they're going to gain. Yeah. That,
I'm not so sure I'm in favor of that.
I'm not on that, but take that out of the way just to gain, because they're going to give up. I mean, they got the spaces in that, you know, in the back that they needed before. Yeah. Then you get that 50 feet of it, but you'll give up that zero setback for 5 spaces, that buffer. And you haven't grabbed nobody else on that area with. Yeah, I'm not in favor of that one.
No, not either.
But that road in back feeds the hotel in the back. You know, you're going to do away the 2 unloading zones on the back, but they can put more into the hotel.
Yeah.
I understand that they could do away with them because that lot there on that end hadn't been. But, you know, how do you get the big boats and stuff? The people that's. If that's renting like 4 times a year, or become Mr. Lankett, what, 3 days then?
Where was that, the boat show? On the,
right to the
that vacant
south,
land?
That vacant, really, vacant lot there?
I didn't ever see that.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
What, they go in between the bank?
No, I mean, how can they have a boat show in the parking lot?
I don't have one.
Kmart has to come before us to get have a, oh, that's to put a tent up.
Three days.
No, they didn't have
They did tent. It without approval.
There we go.
See, that's what I was trying to get the fellow to say that. Yeah, they didn't have approval. See, that way that lot's just open. Anybody goes, before that they had a... No, I don't know. I didn't be seen or asking questions. But I remember that 50 foot from the first hearing. It had to be that way. And they gave that way for the first, and this and another to be used with. When the hotel came, 26 feet, and you back out of the hotel. And somebody's backing out of the bank, 2 cars, and you want to get there and run a truck through or an ambulance or something. I can get some, but I can get it. But you actually get that buffer.
So if you don't give up the buffer, then he needs another, what, 5 spaces?
Yes.
So that means from 264 to 210.
Right.
And you're sure about the 5 spaces?
Yep.
That's what I had written.
That's right. I've got it right here, matter of fact. I've got it written down, too. I mean, that's the gentleman at that night. Let me get it down here. That's what I had. I couldn't find it because I've gone all the way to the
yep. It looks to me like it's more than 5. just there on the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just on the corner, John.
What, the south corner?
Here it is. He's going five less, if you, yeah, you're right. If he did that on that, zero setback, either we're gonna check on zero setback and the south or the parking. He said reduction in landscape buffer requirement along Route 1 from the 20-foot to a zero setback, it'd be five spaces. Would be the difference, that was Mr. Hudson asked that question, like several times.
Yeah.
So it'd be like 54 to 40.
On Route 1, what's proposed here is,
Right here, this is the package.
Yeah, but if you look at this, okay.
That's what I got right there, too.
Okay, but if you look at this, along Route 1, they're proposing 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's hard to see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 20 spaces. Because that's not 20 feet.
Huh?
This isn't 20 feet, or is it?
Doesn't look like it, but.
No.
But I mean, if he didn't, I guess he would have, they would have a variance on that anyway, but.
What I'm saying is, this is 20 spaces, without this, if we were to allow, if you don't allow the buffer,
Right.
0 feet.
Right.
We're taking out 20 spaces, not 5, on Route 1.
That's 20 feet. There it is, John. I don't know if that's 20 feet or not. But that's what he had said, because I asked him.
That's right, I got right here.
So I don't know.
And we asked him the question, if it was right there, how many would he's gonna gain by that? He said 54, but without that zero setback, you know, he'd have 49, he'd be five spaces different, because Jeff and I kept asking that night.
Well.
He's got 20 feet right here, reduction in landscape buffer required Route 1.
20 feet, yeah.
Was 20 feet to zero, we'd be five spaces that way.
31, yeah.
Yeah, I would, you're considering approving the remainder of the request, just not that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my suggestion would be that we reopen the hearing next, in 2 weeks, and allow the applicant to come back and verify that, because it affects the first request, reduction in parking spaces.
Well, he said that this one won't be able to do it, but anyway, he had to have this to make it work. But that's if you cut it down to 26 feet in the back, you're gonna give up 24 feet, which had never required anyway, that's what we had Rick to check that easement on back there with.
But what I'm saying is, the first request is a reduction in parking spaces from 264 to 215.
Right.
You say it's 5. I think it was more than 5.
Would it be in the minutes?
It'd be in the minutes, and we'll get the minutes.
Well, I think in the minutes, it says 31.
I've got written down here, adding 31 spaces.
I've got 31 new parking spots.
That's right, get 31, you're adding 31.
And something about.
Add 31 new ones.
If item 3 is denied, they will lose 5 proposed spots.
Right, and item 3 was at 0. And 24 is 0, so that comes to 5, you will lose. Reduction in parking places required from 264 to 215 for both the hotel and the bank to share parking. Reduction in loading spaces requirement from 2 to 4 from the bank to the hotel. Reduction in landscape buffer required on Route 1 from 20 feet to 0, we give him 5 spaces. And that's that 53, egress needed, that's between the hotel property and his. It says right here, there's a 20-foot wide utility easement across the front, and that's one that they want zero back from.
Okay.
I can't get them, I'm not figured out.
Well, I think that, you know.
Come back, then just send the letter.
I think it's probably 6 to them, maybe 6 and one half dozen the other, if we reduce it from, you know.
We're gonna give him about 1 and a half.
From the required 264 to 210.
Right.
And don't give him the buffer.
We're gonna give him, but yeah.
They can still do what they wanna do.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So that would be after the first he signed, the third one, variance from the minimum buffer requirement, what's wrong with that?
First one would be 210 instead of 215.
Right. Make that motion.
So moved.
That we, yeah, motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9633.
The exception of.
With the exception of item number three, which is a variance from the minimum buffer requirement.
And the exception on item number one, that would be 210.
And number one, that'd be 210.
Instead of 215.
Instead of 215. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, can use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next is Mark and Jim Smith, the variance from the minimum lot requirement